Close your eyes. Find the warmest spot in your body and focus on the breath there. On a cold, chilly day like this, it's good to have some exercise in using the elements or the properties of the body to counteract the cold. Because everything in the body is composed of these four properties: earth, water, wind, fire. Or solidity, liquidity, energy, warmth. So right now look for the warmth in addition to the breath. And think of that warmth radiating from that spot to fill the rest of the body. So instead of focusing on the cold outside, you're focusing on the warm that you can find inside. This is an exercise in perception, or sanya. So many things that we could be focusing on right now. You could focus on the sound of the explosions off to the west. You could focus on the fact that rain is going to come. But for what purpose? What's accomplished by those different things? The perceptions you have are going to make a huge difference in what you do. So what kind of actions will be inspired by wise perceptions? That's what we're looking for. And the wise perceptions are the ones that get you to increase your concentration, increase your discernment, increase your virtue. In other words, make you more resilient to conditions outside, so it's a lot easier to do the right thing and to keep your mind focused and to see exactly what's going on. So whatever perceptions help with that, those are the ones you want to focus on. So when the mind is complaining about the cold, say, well, there is some warmth here. Whatever you're complaining about, you can find something good in the present moment. Even if things are just totally miserable in the present moment, there is this quiet spot in the mind where you can focus. Say everything outside may be pretty bad, but right inside here I've got something good. Think of that image of the cannon where it's raining outside. The monk says, my hut is well thatched, so go ahead and rain. That's a symbol for the mind that's well trained. It can protect itself from all the miseries that are coming in from outside because it's not creating any misery inside. We're the ones who keep drilling holes in the roof. And then we complain when it drips in on us. So you have to look into that. Exactly how are we drilling those holes? Because it is possible to be with all kinds of sights, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations, and without having the mind get upset, without having the mind get disturbed. That's the skill we're trying to develop. And it helps when you have some allies inside. So look for your allies. Right now the ally is the warmth. In about 6 months it'll be the liquid property where you want to get cool. The properties are there to bring balance, to provide you with a safe home for the mind. So no matter how much it rains, you're not going to get wet.